Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and twice a month we dedicate the show to prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. God is in the miracle business. We absolutely rely on prayer, and we do it together as the body of Christ. So this is our urgent prayer request show, and this is a chance for you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, so keep that in mind. This is a chance for you to call in and share your most urgent needs, desires, requests, and we will storm heaven together. I have the prayer book out. We have the show team in place. Charles is at the controls. Matt is on the phones, and Michael is on social media. I'm waving to you guys because you get the chats going and you're praying for one another ahead of time. I will lead at the final of the episode, the first prayer. You guys need to keep going with prayers all day long, going to adoration, going to mass, praying the rosary, please, because we have seen many, and I mean many miracles, small ones and big ones and everything in between here on Take Two, and we really appreciate those praise reports. So if you do have a praise report, please call it in, because it's not only our urgent needs show, but it's also a chance for us to praise God and build confidence and trust in God, because this world is telling us to put God on a shelf, move God away, push God out of our lives, do everything our own way. We can fix it. The power of this, the power of that it's such a lie, and it's all from the demons. And so we need to make sure we shout to the world in a strong way that we believe in the power of prayer. Who's with me? Okay. And who's got urgent requests and needs? By the way, I took up the first two lines because I put my urgent needs in there, and they're all, everybody knows them already. I've shared it, all the health situation I'm going through. So thank you so much for the prayers. I appreciate it so very, very much. But now I need to hear from you. Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. Urgent prayer request today on Take Two, 833-288-3986. You can also text us if you want to text your prayer request in. It's really kind of cool because we're starting to get texts, and that's always a great way to get all the information from all over the world. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your prayer request, and just know that message and data rates may apply. Okay, today, saint of the day is Blessed Herman the Cripple. And Charles Beery, he's so smart. He researches all this stuff. He's our producer. And he was sharing with me, and I found that to be so cool. I can't wait to look it up after the show. Make sure you do it after the show, because you have to pay attention during the show, because we're praying. Okay, but Blessed Herman the Cripple, this is so cool. Did you know that he wrote the hymn Salve Regina? That's right. The beautiful, beautiful hymn of Our Lady. And Blessed Herman the Cripple, who's the saint today, wrote that Salve Regina. So how wonderful is that? But today is our urgent prayer request show, and it is important that you fill up, guess what, guys, that very last phone line for the first set of calls. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. I believe, you know, if we go very fast and I get everybody in and we just, you know, you tell us. Oh, by the way, if you feel comfortable and you want to give us the first name of the person we should pray for, feel free to do that. We're going to write it down. If you don't feel comfortable, just state it up front. Listen, God knows who I'm praying for. I just want to pray for, you know, my husband, my child, whatever. And you got it. So we'll respect your wishes on that. But just so that if we get to, you know, a dozen, or even if we could get to two dozen calls today, I just want to make sure that we don't keep asking the question over and over again. So please, you know, let us know if you want to do that and give us the name. Okay, we're going to already go to the phones. Let's go to Ray. And Ray is in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Ray, are you with us?
I am. Thank you. I'd like to first ask for prayers for myself, for my career guidance that I do, God's will, whatever that is. Also prayers for my wife, Stella, for her continued health. And prayers for our two children, that they continue healthy and happy, and that God guides them in their lives.
Okay, Ray, Stella, and your two children. Perfect. And for careers. Okay, who are you, real quickly, but Ray, before I let you go, who are you going to for prayers? Are you Catholic?
Yes, of course, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Well, we have a lot of non-Catholics that listen to the show, so I always make sure because I just don't want to assume
right.
that. Yeah. Okay, so Ray, who are your go-to saints, real quickly?
The Virgen de Guadalupe and St. Jose Maria Escriva.
Oh, perfect. Okay, you're good. You're covered. Okay, good. And we'll be praying. Yeah, we'll be praying as well. And way to go. And keep us posted and how the career is going and everything. And definitely, we will be storming heaven. You are right there in the prayer book, ready to go. Thank you, Ray.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Oh, thank you for that. I love blessings from God. I really do, because, you know, we all can use more blessings and graces and everything, right? Because we live in this world that's a little bit crazy right now. And so it can be tough, and it's tough to kind of live life and to live it to the fullest the way God intended, the way Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. And so it is, it's truly important that we really focus on God, keep him at the center of our lives, at the center of our relationships, and we reestablish that, we recommit, we reinforce that every single day. That's why I've said this on many shows when I've been a guest, and then also on the two shows that I co-host, The Spirit World and, of course, this show, Take Two, that we should really always start in the morning with prayer, especially the prayer to St. Michael, the Archangel, to help us, to defend us in battle, and then the prayer to our guardian angel to acknowledge that our angel is with us and guarding us and guiding us in all our ways. And your guardian angel was given to you by God himself for the mission and the purpose to help you get to heaven. So it's very important that we acknowledge that at the beginning of the day so that we can keep it in our mind, because guess what, folks, the demons, the ones that want us away from God, to break our relationship from God, they will distract us all day long. Because I've done this before in religious education. I've asked people, how often do you think of your guardian angel? And some people, they haven't thought of their guardian angel in weeks. That's unfortunate, because they want to do more work in our lives. So make sure that in the morning you really and truly acknowledge your guardian angel with the very powerful angel of God prayer. Okay, we're gonna get to the rest of the calls. You guys are doing great. Wow, look at you filling up the lines and the comments. And this is why it takes two of us to do Take Two, you guys, because we get a lot of calls. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Call us with your prayer needs. I'll be right back. Okay, I want our Take Two family to be at peace, okay? So here's how it works. I'm going to try to get as many folks on air as possible to share their prayer requests and needs so that the whole world can start praying. But keep in mind, we have a prayer book. We have the online prayer wall that's going 24/7 at take2show.com. We have the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You can post your prayers there. Everybody reads them and checks up on everything. On the YouTube, you guys, I'm waving to you guys, post those comments there. And they'll be up on the show document as well, and I'll try to get them in. But just know that if I don't voice it on air, it doesn't mean that it's not in there. We've got it in there. We're praying. And believe me, we go through everything. And so don't feel like, oh, I'm left out. I didn't get on air. And so that's a real problem. Not at all. And by the way, okay, God and the angels and saints, as long as God allows, but God is seeing everything. Okay. And so we don't have to worry. So be at peace. You know, like Monday was, Padre Pio's feast day, right? And he was known for saying, pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is what? Useless. And God is merciful and will hear your prayers. So it's very important that we remember that. So be at peace, because all of heaven is watching. Before I get to Angel, let me just share with our listeners about starting a Catholic radio station. Find out how you can help start a Catholic radio station where you live, powered by the truth of the church and EWTN's dynamic radio programming. Email Steve at this address, radio@EWTN.com. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones, and let me just double check everything just to make sure I've got everybody situated. Okay, show team's in place. We're good to go. Let's go to Angel in Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Hello, Angel.
Hi there.
I love your name.
Hi there.
Yes, I love your name.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
name. I'd like some special prayers for a family member to stop smoking. It's been their cross to bear for many years. They quit cold turkey and then started back up again. Fortunately, I have not been addicted to anything yet. I don't understand addiction, and I just don't want to be the nagger all the time. And so please pray to God that my family member stops smoking.
Okay. And Angel, are you Catholic?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I just want to make sure. And then, so obviously you must be close to your guardian angel, correct?
I try to be.
Okay. Ask your guardian angel to go to their guardian angels to really inspire and encourage them and give them some strength to overcome this, because quitting smoking can be very, very hard, as you know. I'm sure you've read a lot of stories and stuff of people trying to quit smoking. They quit for a while, they go back, some do cold turkey and they're off of it for a long time, and then somebody, they smell smoke somewhere and it just smells so good. It's a very enticing. They go back. Okay. So ask your guardian angels to go to their guardian angels to give them the strength, because you care so much about their body that you want them to be healthy. Okay. I don't know if you've done that already, but why don't you go ahead and try that, because it's very effective.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. I've lit numerous candles. I've prayed. Perfect. I've prayed novenas. I've done Stations of the Cross. I've asked Tom, Dick, and Harry, angels and saints to intercede, but I have not yet asked my guardian angel to speak with their guardian angel. So thank you for that. I will do that when we hang up.
You're welcome. And if you really want to go deep and go fast with God, add a little bit of fasting. It doesn't have to be fasting from food, but add a little bit of fasting and apply it to the effort for them to quit smoking.
I will. Thank you okay. so much.
Oh, God you're bless. Welcome. Keep us posted. I have a good feeling you're going to call us back with a praise report.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, now Angel's going to free that phone line, 833-288-3986. Okay, Vivian is up next from Plano, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Vivian.
Hey, hi, Debbie. Hi, Jenny. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yes,
thank you.
Yeah, before I start, I want to make sure I give you, I'm not ashamed to do this, I want to give you my son's name and his wife, and I spell it out.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
It's T, as in Thomas T, O-N-Y, Tony, mm-hmm. and B-O, it's one word, Tony Bo.
Okay, got it.
And the last name is B, as in boy, E-L-L-O.
Okay, you're going very specific. I like the way you do it, Vivian. Go ahead.
And his wife's name is Amber. Listen, Debbie, Jerry, I've called a couple of times now. I have three adult kids. This is my baby. You know, as all parents are facing right now, children falling away from the faith. He is one of those, you know, he was an altar server before he went off to college, and now he's drifting. So I've been praying, I've called, and I said, God, there was a time, Father Ricardo came to town, and I called him, I approached him, we both went, and Father Ricardo, you know how I said, Christ is the answer. Mm-hmm. And I've been praying for my son, Lord, give him a wife, you know, somebody to take him, to bring him back to his faith. And Debbie, Jerry, my son got married in the Catholic Church on August 24th.
Wow.
He just got married.
And praise please, God. Praise
please,
God.
You know what? I am still saying this is not over. There are still young couples. I need his prayer. I said, Lord, let him be that shepherd. Let him be the one to keep leading him to his family, to the church. Let you, you know, now that he's married, I'm not saying, oh, no, it's free. With the challenges, you know, they are both young couples. Amber is a school teacher. And this is what the world is facing. Mm-hmm. I need prayers on his life, in his wife's life, you know, for them to just continue to grow in their faith. I am still growing. I'm not perfect, but I'm still growing, just like you said. We'll put God on the shelf. You know, there's so much going on in the world. We just see. But I'm so thankful to God that when he came to say, I didn't say it. They came to say, we want to get married in the church. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
So
yeah.
It's your prayer, Jerry. Debbie, happy divorce. God is glory.
Yes, yes, God is good. All the time, God is good. Way to go. We're so happy for you. We're celebrating with you. We are praising God with you. And see, this is why, you know, you needed to call in, Vivian, because it's so important, because you're building confidence for others that listen, that they need to really trust God and just be and persevere and be patient in prayer. And God responds at just the right time. Vivian, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Keep us posted. And we've got all your prayer intentions, and we've got you in there as well. Wow. See, guys, this is so awesome. I just love doing this show. And Jerry, I know he's probably missing this show, but maybe he's listening. And so, Jerry, you should just see it. Just full phone lines and comments coming in. And it's amazing because the Take Two family definitely are people of prayer. Diana is up next in Moses Lake, Washington on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
You know what? Talk really loud, Diana. Yes, talk really loud.
Okay. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling and requesting prayer for my granddaughter. Her name is Valentina. She's 12 years old. She has Turner syndrome, which means she doesn't, she can't grow. She's missing a chromosome, and she's not growing. But she's 12, and needs to get an injection, a shot, every night. Well, for the last year, the company that injection went out of stock worldwide. We could not find that medication. So she's been without the medication for over a year. Mm. And it's affecting her. She sometimes, you know, as she's going up in grades, everybody's taller, and kids can be cruel sometimes. And so I'm just asking. I know the Lord has a plan for her and our Blessed Mother, but I just request prayers for her. God has a plan. I know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But I would like prayers for her.
Okay. And Diana, this is your granddaughter, Valentina. And is the parents of Valentina, are they practicing Catholics?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Then get the whole family and keep going round with novenas, all sorts of things, prayer and fasting as well. Just everything you can do to really, really get heaven's attention for your granddaughter. And you said she's 12?
Yes. Okay. Yes, she's 12.
Okay.
Yeah,
we've got her in the book. We've got you in the book. We've got your family in the book. And keep us posted on how her progress is going, okay?
Thank you. Can I just ask, I've got a friend that has come down with cancer, stage 3 breast cancer. So just for a friend, please pray for her. And she just had her PET scan done, and she gets the results on Friday.
On Friday. Okay. I put your friend in the book. God definitely knows who your friend is. What a beautiful soul you are to remember your, you know, that's so important to remember friends. We need to do that. And a lot of friends right now are struggling with cancer and other situations that are really, really serious. So, definitely we've got them in prayer. Okay. Diana, thank you so much from Moses Lake, Washington. We appreciate it. Beautiful area of the country. Let's go to Vicki in Baltimore, Maryland. Vicki, are you with us? Let me just make sure I have Vicki. I do have Vicki. Hi, in Baltimore, Maryland, and Vicki's on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Vicki.
Yes. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So nice to speak with you.
Thank you. Likewise. Go right ahead.
I was calling to ask for prayers for my brother, Glenn, who 3 weeks ago had a sudden onset of paralysis in his leg. He can't stand or walk.
Oh, no.
And they're not real sure. So far he hasn't responded to their interventions. He's been in the hospital.
Oh, no. Does he have a family? You know, I know he has you as a sister, but does he have a wife and kids?
He has a wife. He lives in Houston. I'm in Baltimore, but I'm flying down tomorrow to be with him. He's not getting better, and to help her out. And his son is coming in from California, my nephew. So
okay, and where is Glenn with his faith? Vicki?
Not good.
Okay. I had it was interesting when you shared it, I had a heaviness in my heart. Okay. So here's what we need to do. Is he open to you? You're practicing Catholic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Is he open to you bringing, any type of, sacramentals or relics into the hospital room?
What he told me is he will take whatever he can get.
So perfect. Perfect. So you're going to Houston from Baltimore. Here's what you want to do. If you're not going to carry it with you, make sure you get to one of the Houston parishes. Ask them if you can borrow or get anything blessed. It doesn't have to necessarily be a first class relic. It could be a third class relic. It's all how much faith is around it. So you have that faith, right? So you're bringing that faith for those saints to come into your brother's hospital room and help him during this difficult time, and also help his soul. And that's very, very important. So prayer cards, anything. Now, it's the week of Padre Pio. It's his feast day. I would recommend going to the gift shop, getting Padre Pio prayer cards, having them blessed by the priest, and bringing them and trying to get them everywhere around him in the hospital bed if they would allow it. Okay?
Yes. That's a wonderful idea. Thank you.
Well, I have to just tell you this. I'm not saying this is going to happen in this case, but I've seen miracles, and I've seen many miracles.
I think he needs one for his health, but I want it more for his soul.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because, you know, this world, I mean, this is not our, you know, we're citizens of going to be of heaven, right? So this is just our time here. And I mean, that's all it is. This isn't our home. And so I know we all want everyone to live to be 1,000 years old. I get that. Everybody, you know, it's because it's a strange thing to pass away and to be ill and die. It's a strange thing. And it's a strange thing for the soul to separate from the body for a little bit of time. But this is not our home. So our main concern is Glenn's soul first. And if God were to have a physical healing, that's fantastic. That is amazing. That is, you know, and God, and there's a reason. Probably God wants Glenn to do something for the kingdom. So, you know, that's what we go for. But bringing the saints in is very, very helpful during this time. And if he's open to it, just keep asking him to be open to it. And it'll actually come through your faith or anyone else that's coming into the room that has that type of faith. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Would you keep us posted? Glenn is actually my brother-in-law's name, so I will remember your brother in my prayers today for sure.
Thank you. So our mother is still alive, and she wants to see him, but she lives here and can't get to him, so it's been hard on her.
Can he talk on the phone?
Yes, he did.
So he can talk to your mom then?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, keep her posted too, and please, you know, let her know that she has a lot of prayer power because she's the mother.
I will do that.
Okay. Okay. Keep us posted, and safe travels, okay? Because you're going across country.
Yes. All right. Thank you and blessings.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks for trusting us with these prayers. See, guys, and you guys I know are pulling out your rosaries already, and you are praying, and that's very, very good. That's the way the Take Two family rolls. We've got the next set of calls coming up when I get back. I believe a couple folks dropped. I tried to grab their names. I've got you in the book. I think it was Mary and Christy. I've got you in the book because God knows your prayer intentions, but if you'd like to call back, please do so. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're storming heaven today on Take Two. Call us. Okay, this is our urgent prayer request show. We do it twice a month. We're going fast now, guys. This is like lightning round. Okay, everybody on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, you're sending in some really detailed prayer requests. Charles and I have read all of them. We've got them logged in the book. So please just know that. I don't want anyone on the Facebook page to think we're forgetting about you guys. So please keep that in mind. And then social media is coming in. I'm waving to YouTube again. You guys got the chats going. I'm going to get to Lilia in Texas. Hold on just one second. Let me just share with our listeners a congratulations is going out to our great EWTN radio partner. St. Therese Radio, serving Abilene, Texas, is celebrating 9 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Kate Wilson and her great team at KGIH in Abilene from your friends here at EWTN. Great work, you guys. 9 years, that's a long time in reaching souls. And so keep going and growing. That's the way to do it. Okay, so we have, Lilia's been waiting so patiently in Texas on EWTN.com. Did I get your first name correct?
Hello.
Hello. Did I address you properly?
Yes. Yes. Okay. My name is Lilia, and so I live in Grand Prairie, Texas, and I was calling for, I'm in need of prayer for my son, Anthony, which he seems just, he's filled with a lot of anger in his life. I don't know if it's for lack of not being able to find the right kind of work that he wants to do. And so he's just, you know, he gets down and upset and angry. And so he is in need of a lot of prayer and a conversion, and that he finds a good job that is fulfilling for him.
Mm-hmm.
I also have another prayer request, and that is for my brother, Adrian, which we recently found that he has liver cancer.
Oh,
and
no.
We'll be going through a process here in the next couple of weeks. And so prayer for his healing from his cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple things. Do you like and do you go to St. Anthony?
I go to Immaculate Conception in Grand Prairie.
Oh, right. But I meant the St. Anthony.
Yes, I love the St. Anthony.
Okay, because your son is Anthony. Okay, go to St. Anthony. Pray some of the chaplets, some of the novenas to St. Anthony. St. Anthony is very, as we know, is very active. But recently, I've heard many stories of people saying that he is stepping up in a big way. One of them came actually from my cousin. I was talking to my cousin, and she said he is never failing at this point. It's like really he's showing up and really helping. Now, since your son is named Anthony, please encourage him to remember that he has a very strong patron saint. And also the anger, obviously, he's probably very disappointed and in some fear of his future and things like that. So he needs to build trust. So what you want to do is do everything possible to build trust. And the way to do that is to model it. Okay, so model trust in God for Anthony and let him kind of learn that from you. And let's see if he can get that confidence built up inside of him so he can feel good about himself. Also, too, maybe pray for some professional help, to like a coach or a counselor to help him through this, because anger can really manifest in really strange ways, and it can get people into a lot of trouble.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I have a good feeling. You know, Anthony's a strong name. You know, it's and we, you know, Saint Anthony is a strong saint. So I mean, all the saints are strong, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, there's certain saints that just always seem to show up. And so we want to keep praying in that direction and keep us posted and let him know that he's got a worldwide audience praying for him to have his best future ever.
Okay, I appreciate that very much. And and like I said, also prayers for my brother Adrian. That we'll be going through a process here pretty soon on October the 15th, and so that everything goes well for him.
Absolutely. I've got Adrian in. I put him in the health section of you know, for illnesses and stuff in the book. And also, is he a person of faith?
Yes. They both
okay.
are. Yes.
Good. Okay. Yeah. We really focus on everything for the Take Two family. But when we find out somebody of the Take Two family or their extended family, like your brother, has an illness like a cancer or some other disease that's happening, we really are intense about it and intentional, and we just go for it. So just so you know, Adrian's got some strong prayers already going up for him.
Much for that.
Absolutely. And I've got you in the book, too, for any private prayer intentions. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to try to go super fast. I think we may be able to break a record today and get as many people on the air as possible. Okay, so let's go to Charmaine from Kansas City, Missouri on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Charmaine.
Hello.
Hello. Did I get your name correct?
Hello. Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. It's kind of a family situation. I'm just asking for prayers for my oldest son, Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
He has had a really hard, difficult life, broken away from family, one of 10 children, the firstborn. He's having a difficult time with life itself. He has diabetes, hard to keep a job, keep a place, about to be homeless, just very difficult life, and actually on the way to the hospital now with him for infection in his face, just trying everything we can do to get him the help that he needs. However, he's kind of stepped away from God and needs prayers on that as well, mm-hmm. to be able to get back to God and so that he can help him. It's just a very difficult life right now.
How old is Joshua? You said Joshua. How old is Joshua?
Mm-hmm. He's like 37.
Okay. And he stepped away from God, meaning he still believes in God, right?
I'm not sure, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When the opportunity presents itself and he's open to it, just ask him, say, do you believe in God? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. If he says yes, great. If he says no, just say, okay, well, I'm just going to let you know a truth. Okay. The truth is you have a guardian angel right beside you that's helping you get back to God. So you have a guardian angel. Yes. Go ahead, Ann.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I go ahead and put you on speaker? Because actually
sure. Is he right there?
Yeah, but he does not want to speak.
So. Okay, that's okay. But if he can just listen to me, that's great. Joshua, you know, you have an amazing guardian angel beside you who is been given a mission by God. There's no other guardian angel. Your guardian angel will never go to another person and take care of them to get them to heaven. Your guardian angel is instructed to be with you. So you are very blessed, just like the rest of us are, that we have this pure spirit beside us, helping us get to heaven. So please, as you're going through everything in life, all the difficulties, everything you're going through, just know, please know that God loves you so much that he gave you this angel uniquely created to your personality. Okay, to help you walk through this. So never draw strength from your guardian angel. If you can possibly just, you know, recognize that you do have a guardian angel and let God work through that guardian angel to help you in all ways. Because Jesus said, I came, Joshua, say, I'm putting your name in scripture. I came, Joshua, for you to have life and to have it to the full. Okay, so I just wanted to share that with you. It's a truth of our faith. I can tell you that I'm 58 years old, going to be 59 years old, and I have seen so many miracles, and God is so incredible, and he loves you so very, very much. Charmaine, I hope that helps today.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Keep me posted, and thank you for trusting us. And really, we just have to build a trust in God because he is working on our behalf, and all of the angels and saints are as well. Christy called back. I love this. I love when I do a shout out and you call back because it really bums me out when folks drop off when they've been waiting. So Christy called back. Thank you from St. Louis, Missouri on Covenant Radio. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Yes. So several prayers. I will try to say them fast. I learned from a friend who we lost contact. They moved away, but I learned that her husband had a tragic accident about 2 months ago where he has a traumatic brain injury. Pretty sure he's still in the hospital, almost certain. I haven't been able to find out all the details because I'm only friends with her through Facebook, and mm-hmm. but he is he needs a lot of prayers. I don't know his I just don't know his prognosis. I don't know exactly how he's doing. Mm-hmm. I just know that she's talking about visiting him in the hospital every day, and it's really serious.
Okay.
And
got
his
it.
Name is Drew.
Drew. Okay. Got
Drew,
it.
And I would and
then you had others.
And he's
right
a young
ahead.
Dad in his 40s. Ooh. With two kids.
Okay. Okay. And you said you had others. Really. Go right ahead. Yeah.
Yes. And then my aunt Sue, who has just suffered a lot of health problems for years, chronic, the name of her condition is, it's not coming to my head, but she's, it's like chronic fatigue syndrome. I'm trying to think of what it is, but she's just had a lot of health issues, and just pray for her full recovery. She has a lot of pain. She had a spine surgery, just a very good Christian woman, and just could definitely use prayers. And then, also my aunt Joyce. Mm-hmm. She was in the hospital she had a form of ehrlichiosis. It was a tick-borne disease. She's still having pain and trying to recover. So for my two aunts, a former friend Drew, and then also for my own family, I have four boys. And for my husband, for him, with help with his career decisions, and just mm-hmm. that our boys stay healthy, and that they will continue to follow Jesus, and that we can all reach our potential.
Good. Good. I love that. We can all reach our potential. It's a good thing I can write fast, Christy, because I think I got everybody. But I'll go back and listen to the show again to make sure I get everybody in the book. But absolutely. And I put you in the book for any personal private needs that you have as well. And anything that you may have forgotten, don't worry. All of heaven is watching, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I've never called into a show before.
You never? Oh my goodness, and you called back, Christy. Not only you, so this is a first-time caller, and you called back. God bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, so now I've got another assignment for you. When, I'm not going to say if, but when you start to see forward movement and things are really looking like God is moving things, and we have a praise report, call us back and let us know. You can call in any show if you just want to jump in, and even let Matt Gabinski, our caller, call screener, know, hey, I've got a praise report. Okay.
Okay. I will do that.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless you. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin is in Baltimore, Maryland, and Kevin is on EWTN. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I've been praying to Shane Bartholomew and also Shane Thomas Moore mm-hmm. with regards to the upcoming election, and the idea is the points for truth and justice. There's so much hidden wickedness going on in our nation in with regards to elections, the officials, everybody associated with the elections, the campaigns, and the elected officials and the candidates. And I'd especially like to pray for that the truth be exposed for everything that is hidden from us that we're entitled to know, and also justice to be dispensed to everybody in the same, government officials, candidates, whatever, bureaucrats, election officials, everybody involved with this stuff coming up, because it seems like to me that justice is getting short measure very much these days and these times, and bad things happen so fast it seems. And so that, like I say, Jesus called Saint Bartholomew the most honest person that he knew, and for Saint Thomas More being involved in the legal profession. So justice and truth.
Absolutely. You know, we share that, Kevin, because there's people do not like to be lied to. And what you use the word that I actually used in a conversation last night with a client, a transparency. We want transparency. We want transparency in our church. We want transparency in our neighborhood. We want transparency in our workplace. We want transparency in our government. Of course we do. We want the truth. Give us the truth and let us work together to journey together. But when there's all kinds of things going on, and then you got conspiracy theories added in and all sorts of stuff, it gets really difficult to figure out who's being honest with us and who's lying to us. But here's the great news. Okay. We serve a very big God, and we serve a God that is on our side. And like you said, going to those great saints and holy men and women of God, we've got all the angels and saints helping us as well. So we put our faith and trust in God, and we stay faithful, and God will provide. He will, he's always faithful to us, but we're with you. Okay. Let's go for truth. That's key. So Kevin, we've got you. And Kevin, I just want to let you know, I put any personal needs and requests for yourself or your family in the book as well. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to, we're doing a lightning round here. So I'm going to get to Mary, because Mary called back. And Mary, I had you with a different town in Pennsylvania, but you're on Sirius XM 130. So why don't you share the town you're calling from, Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. So which town is it? Because I have two different towns from Pennsylvania.
Mechanicsburg.
Mechanicsburg. Okay, cool. My sister lives in Pennsylvania. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, it's my son, Shane. Oh, I'm going to cry. He's 32. Mm. He lives in Chicago. And we just found out, and I know God allowed this to happen. My husband and I were sitting there watching TV, and my phone rings, and it's Shane. And he's crying out over this phone. Now, he's in Chicago. And he has a good job and he started crying through the phone about his we find out his boyfriend moved out, his named Mike. And he's called, Mikey, I love you, Mikey, please come back. And I'm yelling through the phone, Shane, this is me. Finally, I felt like, just keep quiet. And my husband and I are listening to this now. My husband's going stark white over there, you know, because this is all, you know, this is like new to us. So anyways, he finally realizes it's me. And then I find out through a matter of texts and even this Mike character, I shouldn't say character, because I pray for him too. He's a heroin addict. He moved out. He stole from Shane. Shane went to rehab. We found papers on the sofa after he had been home for maybe, he was home about 3 weeks ago. And my husband says, nothing happens by accident, Mayor. You were supposed to find those. Now, his company, he's back to working. Mm-hmm. So, and he's finally allowed us to come out, that we're flying out there next week to find out what's going on. He says, don't come out. I'm doing this. I'm trying to make my house homey. Mm-hmm. And my girls, I have two older girls who love him dearly. We're all practicing Catholics. They says, Mom, don't be surprised of what you see in that house of his, because it could be, blood on the walls, holes where he acted out, because we understand the police had to come once because he was acting out. He gets wily. He's on this Adderall, and I don't know if it gives him dreams and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's under the doctor's care anymore. My husband sees it as this man that they were able to take him to a mental area, sure, mental ward, and calm him down, give him something and they brought him home. Mm-hmm. And my first thing was to get on a plane. This was like many weeks ago. And go. He goes, well, what are you going to go out for, Mir? He's not going to let you in.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but hold on. But he has accepted the fact that you're coming. You and your husband are coming to visit him, correct?
Yes, next week.
Okay. So we will pray, but here's what I need you to do. You and your husband stay very close in prayer. Bring sacramentals with you, okay? Because you're going into that house and, you know, who knows what you're going to see and experience. Please have a plan. You and your husband have a plan of what you want for your son, okay? And really, if he's open and willing and able, you know, create a plan for his, so he can get away, you know, get away from any danger, get safe, get cleaned up if there's anything going on, and really, work on a plan rather than just focusing on all of what's going on with all the mess around him. Right. So if you guys can do that, if he's open for you to come, then there's a chance for you guys to create a plan with professional help and medicine and all sorts of stuff to help your beautiful son, Shane. Did you say it was Shane? I just want to make sure I put him in the book.
And he just have a beautiful soul.
Okay. Okay. Then you guys go, you have an open door there. I mean, Mary, you're in a good position. The key is not to get it. The key is not to have too much emotion. Get a plan. No different than if you had a project that somebody had you do, like, a renovation of a room in your house. You have the blueprint. You have the plan. Sit down together and work on a plan. Stick to it. All of you together. And you and your husband go into it with prayer ahead of time. Come out of any encounter with them with prayer and make sure you have your sacramentals, holy water, blessed oil, salt, everything, crucifix. Ask him if he will carry and put in his pocket a Saint Benedict medal, a blessed medal, or a crucifix. Okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay strong. Keep us posted and let us know how it's going. Okay. I'm going to get to more calls in just a moment, but I want to read this to our listeners because it's another show that we all know and love. The Bear Woznick Adventure on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Eastern. Bear Woznick challenges men to a deeper conversion and to servant leadership. I wanted to read this to our listeners because Bear Woznick does a great job. He puts his heart and soul into the episodes that he provides for us, and people are learning and men are going deeper and in their faith, and that is a great thing. Okay, let's go to Vicky, and Vicky's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Vicky's on WSFI. Hello, Vicky. Thank you for waiting and welcome. Hello, Vicky. Are you there?
This might be a very unusual call. Mm-hmm. But this is a request that came from the bottom of my heart. And if any of your listeners wants to join me in pray, I have a... Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. We're listening intently.
Yeah, I have a dog that is a senior dog that it was diagnosed with a brain tumor mm-hmm. that cannot be removed. So she has so many complications. And for the past 3 months, she's just declining in her health.
Mm.
And I just, if any can join me, it will mean a world to me.
Absolutely.
Pray for my dog.
Of course we'll join you. Of course. Your God's creatures are, we're all part of this beautiful creation. And of course we will join you. Go to St. Francis of Assisi as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. We're with you in prayer. And I put you in the book, Vicki, as well, and in any private prayer intentions. We're going to go to Eileen, and Eileen is in Fairfax, Virginia on EWTN.com. Eileen, take it away.
Hi. I'm calling because of concerns for my daughter. Mm-hmm. She's away at college. She's away at college, and she says she likes the school very much. She has made friends. She has roommate, but she feels like maybe she wants to just come home and try her hand at earning a passive income so that eventually when she's a stay-at-home mom, she could still help with bringing in money. Mm-hmm. My concern is that she would come home and flounder without a social life, without a goal, without a purpose in her day.
Mm-hmm. So have you talked to her about getting a plan or maybe even going for some counseling or coaching just to get a path forward so she could stick to it and have some accountability?
Her plan is to come home to get a job, maybe at a child care center
mm-hmm.
so that she can save money to invest in her the plan that she has, which she's being very, very vague about. I think it might be has something to do with the stock market.
Mm. Okay.
And but she doesn't have a car, so she wouldn't. Getting to work would be a challenge. She is assuming she could take one of ours, but that would be best stranded in the house all day. And then, as far as counseling goes, she said that she doesn't want other adults telling her what to do.
Okay.
So she's not open to that right now.
Okay, but is she open to having good conversations with you?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, then you can, when she comes to you, you can have those conversations and keep getting her into a place where she can work towards something, right? So she works towards something and that keeps her motivated. Right. So you've got this, you sound like a great mom.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I got, Eileen, I got you in the book as well. Would you keep us posted on how she's doing and when she makes this change? Okay.
Sure. I mean, my hope, my prayer is that she stays in school and finishes her degree.
Right. Okay. Okay. We'll pray for that as well. And, okay, I'm going to move to, social media on Facebook and YouTube. L.A. Burke says, for a safe deployment to the Middle East, for many family members to return to the church. Thank you for your prayers. We've got Stephanie's prayers coming in, as well. I'm reading the names because they're some detailed prayer requests. Cheryl as well. Let's see. We've got, Kathy and, so many more coming in very fast with a very a lot of details. Lydia, we've got you all registered there. Rocky, J. Rocky. Okay. And Rob and others. We will get to social media and pick up everything. I'm going to start the first prayer, the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come. Before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Now keep going, guys. Keep praying the rosaries, mass, adoration. Okay. God is in the miracle business. Tomorrow we're talking about, do you appreciate your current situation in life? Ooh, that's a good question that I'm asking tomorrow. You got to join me. Thanks to the show team. Thanks to the affiliates. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.